Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
Why, hello! Welcome back, loyal friends. It is I, Snoop, International Dog Detective, at your service.
And me, Sniffy, Junior Detective.
We come to you from our base of operations on Bark Street, in the tiny hamlet of Pflugerville.
Yeah, coming to you straight from the Schlubs household. We're in our very own backyard. A yard where I bury all sorts of bones. But I'm not gonna tell you where.
You are literally holding a bone in your mouth as you speak.
Okay, so I'm not gonna tell you where the other bones are hidden.
Well, hurry and bury that one, Sniffy, for we have a case. And we must report to our new client, Stat.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm ready. What's our new case, Snoop?
Let's go talk to Lorraine and find out.
Ooh, Lorraine the duck has a case for us? Let's hope she's not pulling us into another court session.
No, she seemed quite upset. Something about a cockapoo. Oh, here she is. I'll let her tell you. Good morrow, Lorraine.
Snoop, Sniffy, excuse my hysteria, but something really weird is going on. Either I'm losing my mind, which could very likely be the case. There are clones about, or something magical is happening.
Oh, I love magic. I know a few magic tricks myself. I can make a bone disappear. Wanna see? Wanna see?
Not right now, Sniffy. Lorraine, please explain to me what you're talking about. Clones?
Well, I was taking my daily waddle around the neighborhood. You know, looking for deviants and rule breakers. I immediately spotted Donna the raccoon, scrounging around the local dumpster. I told her off and warned her I would ticket her. But Donna wasn't alone. A very cute, very hyper tan cockapoo popped her head out of the trash. I hadn't seen the cockapoo before, but I also told her off.
Everything is tracking so far.
Yeah, when does the magic stuff happen?
Well, I continued on my waddle down near the pond. That's when I saw Steve the duck splashing around in the water, trying to catch a tadpole. I, of course, told him off for disturbing the peace. But then I saw that tan cockapoo again. Still cute, still hyper, identical to the one in the dumpster, splashing around in the water, causing a ruckus. But how? There was no way the cockapoo could have gotten to the pond before me. I was confused, but I brushed it off and went on my way. That is, after warning her about disturbing the peace, of course.
There's no magic happening yet.
Sniffy, let's listen to the end of her story.
So, then I waddled around the dog park, and that's when I see the tan cockapoo again. This time, the cockapoo was sharing some watermelon slices with Winnie the corgi. Now I know for a fact that the cockapoo couldn't have gotten to the dog park before me. Let me tell you, it was like magic. This cockapoo was in three places at once.
Yay, magic!
Either that, or the cockapoo has the ability to travel through space in an instant.
Ooh, space magic.
Very, very interesting, Lorraine.
So, Snoop, can you please figure out what's going on? Or just tell me that my little duck brain has gone haywire. I can take it.
Don't worry, dear Lorraine. You seem of sound mind and wit. We will get to the bottom of this case and figure out who and how this cockapoo seems to be in all the places at once. Come on, Sniffy.
Are we going to do magic?
Yes, all detective work is magic. Now, let us go to the first scene of the crime, the dumpster.
I love dumpsters!
And we've arrived at the dumpster. No one is here.
Can I dive in, please? I just want to play.
Be my guest, Sniffy. Maybe there's a clue inside.
Oh, wee! This is bliss. Wait, there's someone else in here.
Donna, is that you in the dumpster?
That depends. Are you with Lorraine?
We are not.
Then yes, it is I, Donna. Dumpster diving. It's not my fault so many people throw out such fantastic things.
She's not wrong. Look, a banana peel. Ooh.
Donna, we're in the middle of a case and I have a question for you.
I didn't take that pie.
What's that?
I mean, yes. What's your question, Snoop?
Earlier this morning, when Lorraine gave you a warning about dumpster diving, you were not alone. Who was with you?
Oh, you mean Lexi the cockapoo?
Yes. Tell me about Lexi.
Oh, Lexi. She's new in Pflugerville. Just moved with her fam. She's a fun gal. Jumped right in the dumpster with me. Found some hidden gems. She was a great time, but Lorraine's warning really scared her. She told me she wouldn't dumpster dive with me again.
And what time was this?
I don't carry a watch. Well, I keep the wristwatches I find in the trash cans back in my den. But don't tell Lorraine. I think it was around 10 a.m. if I had to guess based on where the sun was shining.
10 a.m. Thank you very much.
And, was there anything suspicious about Lexi? Did she seem like a clone?
A clone?
That's right, a clone. A magic clone.
No, she definitely didn't seem like a clone. Just a fun-loving, eager pup.
Thank you, Donna. By the way, you have a bit of mud just there.
Where?
Well, really, it's all over your face.
I like dirt.
Very well, to each their own. Now, Sniffy, off we go to the pond!
So I can't stay in the dumpster with Donna for the rest of the day?
What would a junior detective do?
Hang out in a dumpster all day? No? Okay, I'll get out. Bye, Donna.
Glad to see you are taking this job seriously.
Of course. I want to be just as great a detective as you, Snoop.
It's great to be ambitious. Now, to the pond.
Snoop, do you really think magic exists?
Everything has an explanation. The magic is in finding out how.
Okay, but what about instant traveling through space?
Like I said, Sniffy, everything can be figured out through detection and deduction. That's magic. Ah, look, we have arrived at the pond. That took us only a few minutes. Interesting.
So do you think there is any way that the cockapoo could have gotten here before Lorraine?
No, I don't think it was possible. Very interesting indeed.
Well, while we're here at the pond, can I go splashing about in it? I love ponds too.
Of course, Sniffy. Go right ahead.
Woohoo! This is so fun! Nothing better than splashing around in the pond. Come on, Snoop, you should join in.
I am allergic to pond water.
Oh, dang. That's unfortunate.
Now, where is Steve the duck?
Hey, look! I think that's Steve's butt. See it sticking out of the water? His tiny little webbed feet paddling in the air?
It most certainly is. Please, go get his attention.
Steve! Hey, Steve! It's Sniffy and Snoop! We're in the middle of a case, and... What's that, Steve? I can't hear you on account of all that pond weed in your mouth.
By Jove, Steve, you really should finish chewing your food before you try speaking.
Hold on. I think I'm understanding. He said the President of the United States invited him to a ski resort. No, wait. He said an archaeologist asked him if he wanted a cookie. Maybe he didn't say that.
This looks like it's going to take a while. So why don't you take a break and hopefully Steve will have finished chewing the pondweed by the time you get back.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
We're back, and I'm happy to report that Steve finally finished chewing the pondweed, and now we can understand him again. Now, Steve, what was it you were trying to say while your mouth was full of food?
I was asking you both if your favorite pastry was a donut or a croissant.
Both. Oh, where?
I personally prefer a scone. Now, Steve, earlier this morning, Lorraine was taking her neighbourhood waddle and she came across you splashing in a pond with a cheery cockapoo.
That's right. Me and Lacey were having a grand old time splish-splashing in the pond until Lorraine came and ruined the fun.
Lacey, you say?
That's right, Lacey. She's new to town and was exploring the neighborhood.
I told her to ignore Lorraine, but she seems concerned about upsetting her new neighbors. Ran off to go tell her fam.
And Steve, what time was that?
Time? It was right before I ate those grapes, and right after I ate that red whistle. Erps. It looks like this whistle is still digesting.
Thank you for your help, Steve. Now, we must go to the dog park. Onwards, Sniffy!
Bye, Steve!
Bye!
Snoop, did Steve say the cockapoo's name was Lacey?
He sure did.
But Donna said her name was Lexi. The cockapoo has multiple names.
That has yet to be discovered. This case is quickly coming together. And so we have arrived at our final destination, the dog park.
I love dog parks. Can I take a quick lap or two, please?
As always, be my guest.
Your guest?
Oh, Sniffy, go take a lap or two.
Yay. Okay, I'm done. Sure, what's fun?
And look, there's Wiggles now, our final dog of interest.
Hiya, Sniffy. Hiya, Snoop. Want a race?
Yes.
Actually, Wiggles, before that, we have some questions for you.
That's right. We're in the middle of a case.
Ooh, a case. I'd love to help you out. In fact, I was wondering if you could let me join your detective agency. My mom said I'm a really smart and observant dog. And if she said it, it must be true.
I'll have to get back to you on that. Now, earlier this morning, you were spotted by Lorraine sharing a watermelon with a rambunctious cockapoo.
Oh yeah, watermelon is just so refreshing.
Any extra left?
Sniffy, you know me. I don't leave leftovers.
Gosh, shucks.
Tell me a bit about this cockapoo.
Her name's Lucy. She's new to town. Was checking out the dog park and I offered her some of my watermelon. Trying to be welcoming and neighborly, you know.
Are you sure her name wasn't Lexi or Lacey?
No, it was definitely Lucy. And everything was peachy, or watermelon-y, until Lorraine waddled over and gave us a scowl for no reason. We weren't breaking any rules, which is why she couldn't give us a ticket, but still, her beady stare was enough to scare Lucy away. She said something about giving a bad rep to her family? I felt bad. I didn't get a chance to explain Lorraine to her yet.
And what time would you say this was?
It was around 10:15 a.m., I think. I know because my human owner always starts talking on their cell phone right at 10:15. It's when their mother calls to talk to them for the next 3 hours.
Thank you, Wiggles. Your information has been most helpful.
It has? I'm confused.
So, is there any room for me on the team? I'm pretty smart. No?
We will have to check in with Freckles. Sniffy and I must go report back to Lorraine, toot sweet.
Yeah, toot sweet, Wiggles.
Maybe I'll form my own agency.
Snoop, I'm completely lost. Why is everyone calling this cockapoo by a different name? How are we gonna solve this case?
By golly, Sniffy, the case has been solved. It really is quite simple.
It is?
But of course. Now, you run ahead to Lorraine's and I will meet you there shortly.
Okay, but what do I tell her?
Tell her all will be explained. Now, off you go.
Okay, Snoop, off I go. Here I go, off to Lorraine's to tell her all will be explained. This should be easy for me to do. Lorraine, it's Sniffy with all the answers.
Sniffy, where's Snoop? Answers, you say?
Yep. The answers. We've solved the case.
So I'm not losing my duck brain. I am?
I actually don't know.
Wait! Why did you say you had all the answers and the case was solved then?
Well, because...
Hi, I'm Lexi.
The space-traveling cockapoo clone! She's here!
Space-traveling?
You can appear in multiple places at once!
No, she can't. I'm Lacey.
Are you seeing this too, Sniffy?
I'm seeing it too, and I am freaking out!
And I'm Lucy.
There are three of them.
This is magic.
Oh, will you two stop screaming and running around?
Snoop, what's going on? How are there three identical cockapoos in front of us right now?
I knew it was clones.
Actually, we're triplets. I'm Lexi, and these are my two identical sisters.
Lorraine, you weren't seeing the same dog in each location. You were seeing three separate dogs. Lexi, Lacey, and Lucy Montez. The Cockapoo Triplets. They just moved to Pflugerville with their humans, right there, around the corner.
We're new to Bark Street, so we split up to get the lay of the land. It was all so exciting and everyone was so nice.
But we also wanted to make sure we weren't upsetting anyone. In our last home, some dogs were annoyed by our cheery disposition and ability to cause a mess, so we didn't want to do that again.
Yes, so we're sorry to have upset you, Lorraine.
I'm not upset. I'm relieved. I thought I was losing my duck brain. Whew!
So they're just triplets? Not clones?
Unfortunately, we are not clones, but that would have been cool.
I'm sorry for causing such a ruckus, but welcome to the neighborhood. Here's a rule book for things you can and can't do here on Bark Street. I'm always watching, and I'm not afraid to take it.
She isn't kidding.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. And thanks, Mr. Snoop, for clearing everything up.
My pleasure. Another case solved by Snoop, the greatest dog detective of all.
And his junior detective, Sniffy. Though I must admit, I'm still a little bummed they aren't clones.
Next time, Sniffy, next time, there might be clones.
Yay!
Well, folks, we've done it again. By using deduction and our brains, we've cleared up some confusion and put the clones debate to rest. For now, if you've enjoyed this episode, please go listen to more. There are a ton of other shows too. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find your way. Until next time, woof woof!
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.